James Xanadakis with me in the studio. We're talking Formula One now, the Korean Grand Prix tomorrow. Only the second time there's been a Grand Prix there.
Yeah, that's right. Second time that Formula One has visited the Korea International Circuit. Of course, last year was a very instant-packed race, if you remember back to it. Fernando Alonso ended up winning it, but it absolutely tipped it down.
It was the race when Alonso got himself back into the title hunt and Mark Webber blew it, basically.
Effectively, yeah, it was Mark Webber, yeah, lost the title in this race last season. He crashed fairly near the beginning of the race. I think it was actually under the safety car. He slid off and took out Nico Rosberg with him, and that effectively ended his title charge.
So qualifying, it's gone really, really well for McLaren fans.
Well, it has. I was actually saying to Simon Talbot, pretty much this time last week, actually, it wouldn't be a Saturday without a Red Bull on pole. But, of course, that's not the case today. Lewis Hamilton on pole, Jenson Button on third, and it's been a good week for McLaren.
Was it a walkover or was it just an awesome lap from Hamilton at the end that did it? Because Vettel's sandwiched between them, isn't it?
I wouldn't say it was a walkover, but Hamilton was by far the strongest driver throughout all three qualifying sessions. He was fastest in Q1, Q2 and Q3. He got his final lap in this time, which I think was probably the difference between this week and last week, where if you remember last week, he went to do his final lap and got in, Mark Webber and Marcus Schumacher got in the way, and he didn't get the chance to do that final lap. Otherwise, he would have almost definitely been on pole. This week, he got his final lap in and nailed it. And he was first. Sebastian Vettel was second.
It's amazing to think that I think that's his first pole, Hamilton's first pole, in 27 races. That's almost two seasons.
Since Canada last year was his last pole. So, yeah. And interestingly, if he hadn't have kept the Red Bulls off pole position, it would have been the first time since the 1950s that it would have been 16 straight pole positions for the same team. So that would have been the first time since the 1950s if Hamilton hadn't have got pole. So it kind of broke the trend there and at least kind of stopped Red Bull's charge on one front.
And post-qualifying, we're used to seeing Vettel with the index finger up and he gets out of the car and he hugs everyone. Hamilton, none of that. He was
really subdued.
Yeah, so he's obviously had a difficult season. He's hogged the limelight for, I don't think it's his fault as well, but a lot of people have jumped on his back. We know he's still a fantastic racing driver, but he's kind of said, you know, I'm gonna keep it quiet after this today, and he didn't really speak to me. What was the press conference like?
Well, it was quite odd because when he finished his final lap, usually when someone gets pole position, they'll celebrate with their race engineer, and then they'll get out of the car and then they'll celebrate, they'll wave to the fans. None of that from Hamilton. He didn't say a word to his race engineer. When he got out of the car, he kept his helmet on, which is a clear sign that someone's not happy. But then walked straight to weigh himself, which is what the drivers then have to do. And during the press conference, one word answers, really subdued. Clearly, you know, there was no hiding the fact he's just got pole position and still really distressed. So it's just not Hamilton's season. And, you know, he's still not happy even with a pole position.
Was it one word answers throughout?
Well,
I've got to see this. Is it on the app? We need to see this on the iPlayer,
it's on the BBC website. Give or take, you know, he answered the questions. Oh, it was a very good result for the team. You know, he said it's two pence worth, but it wasn't the Lewis Hamilton that we know. Driving wise, it was Lewis Hamilton of old. He really put in a good lap, but in terms of, you know, the personality that does come through with Lewis Hamilton, there was none of that. Just really down in the dumps, and just clearly a guy that's just had a hard season.
Jenson Button's third on the grid, just behind Hamilton in first, Vettel in second. And Button was disappointed. We heard from him earlier in the programme. But Vettel aside, what a season he's having. He's done very well.
And what a turnaround since Canada. And you could even say Button's arguing the case as being McLaren's number one driver next season. And he's pointed the team in the direction he wants to go, encouraging them to develop a machine sympathetic to his flowing driving style. I mean, Lewis Hamilton's a very aggressive driver and is hard on his tyres, where it's complete contrast to Jenson Button, who's very mild on his tyres. And it seems to be that McLaren seems to be suiting Button better at the moment. Although, you know, you look at qualifying and Hamilton is the quicker driver. But in the race, it'll be an interesting one tomorrow, definitely.